This year's permanent fund dividend is
$900.
Acting Revenue Commissioner Angela Rodal made the announcement this morning, beating expectations that checks would be even smaller than last year. On top of hearing how much the state would pay out to its residents, reporters also got an update on the state of the permanent fund. With the big number out of the way, APRN's Alexandra Gutierrez walks us through the other ones.
So let's start with the biggest one.
$640,436.
That's how many Alaskans should get a check deposited into their bank accounts or sent out to them on October 3rd. It's a smaller pool of applicants than last year, even though Alaska's population is growing. Commissioner Angela Rodal attributes that to more aggressive fraud investigations and maybe smaller dividend checks in recent years. Which brings us to
2009.
That's the year that tripped everything up, shrinking checks from four figures to three. Dividends are calculated by taking the income that the permanent fund corporation earned over the last 5 years and averaging it out. In 2009, the corporation lost money, a lot of it, when the bottom dropped out of the global economy. The stock market has since made a rebound, and so has the permanent fund. The fund now has
$45 billion
in the bank. That's a $5 billion increase over last year, which means next year's checks should go up too and break the $1,000 mark. But even though this check is one of the smaller ones in recent history, Alaskans still made
$2.5 million
in charitable contributions through PicClickGive, which lets recipients give a chunk or all of their PFDs to nonprofit groups. It was a record year for the program, with about 26,000 Alaskans giving to 400 different organizations across the state. Okay, so now that we've made it through figures of the millions and billions, let's get to something smaller.
$36,343.
That's how much you've received from the state's permanent fund over the years if you've been collecting a dividend since the program started. The next number is even smaller, but still impressively big in its own way.
108.
That's how many birthdays the oldest PFD recipient has celebrated. The youngest applicant was a newborn, who was just 1 minute old when the calendar year ended. In Juneau, I'm Alexandra Gutierrez.